We carry a similar kind of deception into our schoolwork when, in the essays which we read and the orations which we deliver, we simply rehearse matter, a great deal of which has been copied from someone else. Go into almost any church where there is one of the Doctors of Divinity to whom I have referred, and you will hear sermons copied out of the books and pamphlets. The essays, the orations, the sermons that are not the productions of the people who pretend to write them, all come from this false foundation. Then there is another error to which I wish to call your attention. In many parts of the South, especially in the cities and towns, there are excellent public schools, well equipped in every way with apparatus and material, and provided with good, competent teachers, but in some cases, these schools are crippled by reason of the fact that there are little denominational schools which provide the public schools of their rightful attendance. If the school can't be in the church of some particular denomination, it must be near it. In the average town, there may be the denominational school of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, of the Zion Church, of the Baptist Church, of the Wesleyan Methodist Church.